On our morning show, we put the spotlight on the Grace Ambassadors for this year, 2026. We have four great ambassadors again this year. And joining us in the studio is Gary Schwartz to talk about this. Now, Gary, I've interviewed you many times over the years, but but not on this subject before.
Not on this subject. Usually it was, well, it's been a variety of things, but definitely not this.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a new thing for you, obviously. You've heard a lot of people, you know, going through cancer journeys and things like that. And I guess one always thinks, well, you know, hopefully it never happens to me, but it did happen to you.
Well, I think the strange thing is I not only never thought it would happen to me, I never really thought about it. And have friends who've had cancer, or I have a brother who died from cancer fairly last few years, but I always consider myself just a healthy person. I don't smoke. I just eat pretty well. Very well, actually. but I never occurred to me, even though I was doing things I probably shouldn't have been doing at a younger age as far as sun exposure.
Uh-huh. Sure, that's one of the things that we kind of, I think we grew up at a different time. It wasn't quite, the emphasis wasn't there back then, was it, so much?
No. Growing up on a farm, the shirts came off as soon as school was out pretty much and came back on unless it was a chilly day when school started. Sometimes wearing a hat or a cap, and sometimes not even that, and the sunburned nose and the ears, and mom telling you not to get a sunburn because you've been out too long. And I don't think she was really referring to cancer. I think she would just don't get a sunburn because you're going to complain about it.
Mm-hmm. And you spent lots of hours on the sidelines at football games and things like that when the sun was blaring out there.
Right. I came here and started coaching and track and football. Shorts were the dress of the day. I remember one season I tended to wear shorts clear up until winter, but
it was a good luck charm, right?
It was a good luck charm, and I was encouraged to continue, even though it wasn't always the most comfortable situation.
Oh, so let's talk a little bit about your cancer journey and how that began, Gary. Did you notice something right off the gate, or what?
Well, I was truly lucky, I'll be honest. Michelle and I were sitting in the backyard. I had shorts and sandals and a t-shirt on, just enjoying the breeze and the sun. And she asked me what that little mark was on my right calf. And it was a darker, almost black spot, smaller than a pencil eraser. And I kind of dismissed it a little bit. And she asked how long I'd had it. And I said, it's been a couple months. It festered a little bit, and then it kind of drier. It doesn't hurt. Just not a big deal, probably a bite. And she just said, I want you to call Dr. Dickman right now and get an appointment, which I did. I could tell from her voice it wasn't something that you're going to discuss. It was, I need to. And I called. I had an appointment with him the next day. He looked at it and said, I think we'd better do a biopsy, which was done the day after that. And that's how it was discovered. I probably would have ignored it for more time, but she just said, you need to get it checked right away. And I remember after the biopsy starting to, just telling from the doctor's voice and tone that this might be more serious than the bug bite.
Yeah. When you were heading to the doctor, you probably still were thinking in your mind, you probably had doubts that this was anything, like maybe you were making something too big out of what it was, right?
I honestly had not even considered it being cancer, even at that point, until Dr. Dickman said, I think we better do a biopsy. And even then it was like, people have lesions and have a variety of different things. So I never considered it melanoma. That was the true shock. And I remember just as if it were yesterday that we'd gone up to Minneapolis to see our kids. And I think I had the biopsy on Wednesday, I believe. I'm not exactly sure. And they said when the UW had the results, they'd contact me. And I didn't hear anything. And Friday rolled around in the weekend. And I thought, it was no big deal. Nobody called. And I believe it was on Monday, I got a call from UW. And they said, you have malignant melanoma. And I just went cold. It was just absolute shock because, like I said, I've consider myself healthy. Don't have those kinds of things happen to me, but it did. And they'd already made an appointment with an oncology surgeon and a dermatologist, and started the process.
So it was just from that one little spot that you found?
One little spot the size of maybe a pencil eraser at the largest.
Yeah, because you are very lucky. Most of us, and myself included, I probably would have waited a little longer saying, no, that's nothing. That's an age mark, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have a whole variety of moles and birthmarks and freckles and whatever, so it wasn't uncommon to see something.
Right. So then what was the next step, Gary?
The next step, we came home, called Madison and confirmed the appointments, and we had an appointment with the oncology surgeon and the dermatologist, and they did a preliminary check. And they were both fantastic. It started with the oncology surgeon, and she was absolutely professional and personal, and it was great. She took time to answer questions. She explained the procedure for surgery, that I would have a small scar on my calf, she said, because I'll have to remove some tissue, but she was very upbeat about it, the fact that I caught it early. She at least twice mentioned, you know, it's really lucky you caught it this early, because oftentimes people wait too long. And then went on to the dermatology, and I'll just say they do a thorough inspection of your body. Every freckle and mole and birthmark and anything, they take a picture of it. And then they refer to that when on follow-up appointments. But they found nothing else, or the dermatologist found nothing else. And that was a great relief. And then came back, football practice started that week. and I had a little trouble. Normally I'm just preparing for football all week, but that week was really hard to concentrate. And we started practice, and I told Coach Troxel that what a prognosis was, or the situation was, and that I would be having surgery on Friday, August 9th. And somehow, some of the kids had heard that the rumor from some of the kids was that I wasn't going to be able to coach because I had cancer. And so Andy and I talked about it, and then he thought maybe we just address the team. And so on Thursday, the day before the surgery, the end of practice, we had a brief meeting. And I told the team that I did have cancer. I was having surgery on Friday, next day, and I'd be back to practice on Monday. I'm going to continue practicing. And after that, coaches and the kids were really supportive. And I still am touched by that today. And I also realized how many of those kids had experienced cancer with someone that they knew. And you could tell that they were felt pretty strongly about and worried. So, as I said, that still sticks with me today.
I bet. Were you back at practice on that Monday then?
I had surgery on Friday. I'd asked the surgeon when I could come back to practice, or if I could, and she said, yes, when you feel like it. It'll be a couple weeks before you're going to be able to do that. The surgeon ended up taking out more tissue than she anticipated. Instead of a small scar, I have about a 9-inch scar in my calf. But she said after, and told Michelle first, I was still pretty groggy, I don't remember it, but she was 95% sure that she'd gotten everything. And they also did some lymph checks, and it had not spread. And so she was really confident and upbeat about that. I had to be able to show them I could walk on crutches before I could leave. And I had a numb leg with a whole bunch of padding and groggy as could be, but I staggered around enough that they did let me come home. And I was back in practice on Monday. Michelle drove me to practice, and then coaches helped me get into the UTV, and I pretty much rode around for a couple days, and then I was able to navigate on my own on crutches. I was off of those in 2 weeks, and everything just moved along.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's the only place in your body where you had surgery was that
right
spot.
Only place. followed up in 2 weeks, and then I think in 4 weeks or 6 weeks with the oncologist. Everything was going great. Dermatology, I met with, I think that was, again, every 4 weeks for a bit. Everything was fine, and now they move those appointments. I don't see an oncologist at all at this point, and I have a dermatology appointment once a year just for a screening, and they compare everything to what they originally took for pictures. A couple of years ago, there was a different dermatologist who saw something suspicious, she thought. I thought it was always there, but at this point, I don't argue. If they think we need to check this out, you go check it out. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
And it turned out to just be some scar tissue from the surgical incision. It was nothing to worry about. So, yeah, it's been great. And that's why at the beginning of this, I wasn't sure that I really had a story to tell, because I didn't have chemo, I didn't have radiation, I didn't have a lot of pain and long treatment plans. But the oncologist and then the dermatologist also said the same thing. She said, "You are lucky you caught this so early, because most men your age," and that's a quote, "wait way too long to even go to see their own family doctor, let alone take it to this point."
Mm-hmm.
And just thank goodness for sitting in the backyard with Michelle and a pair of shorts.
Yeah. Well, it pays to have a good woman by you.
Yes, it does.
That does help, that's for sure. But I think, yeah, the key word is early. You caught it early. And hopefully, and that's one of the things, now that you're an ambassador, maybe you can be that person that maybe somebody thinks of. And they think, maybe I'll put it off. But what about Gary Schwartz? Remember, he went in and he got checked. And, you know, I mean, that's probably one of the motivating factors for being an ambassador this year, isn't it, Gary?
It was. Like I said at the beginning, I really didn't think I had a story. And yet, this may be an extremely important story for someone. Because if you're not sure, check it out. And even if you're a friend or spouse or significant other of someone, and you are wondering or a little suspicious, be assertive and really encourage them to check it out. Hopefully there's nothing, but if there is, get taken care of quicker. It's wonderful.
Right. And Dr. Dickman, obviously, you know, he was the first one on your road to, you know, getting better was, you know, because if he would not have suspected something, you would have went on your merry way, probably.
Right. Was so lucky to be, this whole path has just been one continuous dealing with really professional people that took things seriously. We're also very personal. I felt really good, like I was not just another case. It was, Michelle and I have talked about how that idea of not being on the assembly line for like even the surgery part of thing, the whole team met with us and explained what was going to happen. And very positive about the outcome along with it, which I think went a long ways.
Mm-hmm. I think positive mindset is very key for anybody's cancer journey, isn't it?
Well, I've always been a pretty upbeat person for the most part, I think, and a good sense of humor. And this slowed me down. But Michelle and I talked after our first meeting before the surgery, first meeting with the oncologist and the dermatologist, and we just said this was going to be a positive outcome. We're going to focus on it being positive. And I know some people kind of look at things like this as a roadblock, but my view is it's a detour. And I'm still going to get to where I want to get. It may take me a little longer or something may be a little different, but I'm going to get there.
Yeah, still get up those stadium steps to the booth on football nights, right?
Give it a try.
Yeah, absolutely. So you were asked to be an ambassador, I believe, last year. And why did you decide to step forward this year, Gary?
Well, I was asked again. And in the meantime, from last year to this year, I really felt that this idea of getting on something and checking it out right away is really important. And I was one of those lucky ones that just got there at the right time, and maybe that's unique. I don't know, but I just wanted to get that message out to people.
You and Michelle have supported Grace before, but it has different meaning now to you, doesn't it?
It does. Grace is just a wonderful organization in so many ways of supporting people, but I think also the whole cancer awareness aspect of it's important. And I've read ambassador stories in the past and never considered up until this point that I'd ever be one. But it's a great organization. We try to donate to it every year for their fundraisers and take part in that.
I know you've made some cool things too that we've auctioned off, right?
Yeah, and I have a couple this year that are going to be auctioned off.
Mm-hmm. Good. We look forward to that as well. You'll have a busy day on August 14th if you go to the scrimmage, the football scrimmage, and then get back for grace that night.
That's right? The master plan at this point.
Uh-huh. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll keep you hopping.
Well, I don't know about hopping, but at least moving.
Well, always good to see you, Gary. Anything else you want to add that I didn't ask today?
No, I think that pretty well covers it. I think the other thing, my new normal is I wear long-sleeve UV shirts. I try to avoid the sun between basically 10 or 11 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I wear sunscreen, SPF 50, even at football practice, which is 4 o'clock. But I've really become sun-conscious, which, like you said, we didn't think about when we were kids.
No.
But it's really important. And I mean, that might be my other message, is that you take care of yourself and you can screen yourself a lot too.
Sure. You're no longer a leg model with your shorts though, because you had surgery in your leg.
I don't think I was ever a leg model.
All right. Well, we look forward to it, and we'll be seeing you at Grace. I know you and the other three will be representing and taking that first lap. What's that going to mean to be, you know, leading the way that night? Gary, have you thought about that?
I thought about that a little bit, but not too much. I don't know if leading the way is as significant as just being a representative for Grace and what it stands for. When I was in the first parade we had here, Centerfest parade.
Yes.
And I was kind of, I don't know, almost overwhelmed by recognition as we went down the parade and people applauding. And it just felt good to know that Grace is a very big part of this community. Mm-hmm. And then to be a small part of that big part is, it just felt good.
Great. Thanks for stepping forward and being an ambassador this year, Gary.
Oh, thanks, Phil.
You bet. Gary Schwartz joining us on this portion of The Morning Show.